Think long, think short. Long-term objectives. You overestimate what you can do in 1 year and underestimate what you can do in 10 years. Pick something you love because when you hit the miserable middle, you will give up. Only love can take you through the long middle. Do not pressure yourself thinking about getting it all done in 1 year. Amazon.com gave itself a much longer runway to become the juggernaut that is it today, 20 years later. How long is a long-range goal? Japanese say 250 years. To do that, you need patience. Plant your seeds today so you can reap the crop tomorrow. Plan for a bad fortune while the fortune is good. If you do not have a destination, you will never get there. Set goals, make plans to achieve those goals, track your time, and ensure your plan gets executed. Short-term objectives. Your first sprint must be on time. Pick a short sprint, small slim end-to-end feature set, make the plan, and keep it fun. Let clients see your infrastructure, team, and work ethic. Give bite-sized nuggets, do not move too fast to overwhelm the client. Do not bare your soul, show common interest, and be polite. 5 best practices for strategy and execution. 1. Planning is most important. When setting goals, do it 50% higher than expected because you need to stretch, and you will always fall short. That is proper planning. Plan every day, it saves you an hour in daily execution. You can do it for an hour daily, or you need to take a day off once per week to do this. There is much more planning in agile methodology because you are planning every day. WHO wins? The one with better info, better plan and greater skill, Harvey Mackay. How much information is the right amount to get started? The right information to make a good enough decision can be done using the following. Get many points of view. Use force field analysis framework to close the scope of what important driver and direction to head. Gauge the impact and importance of the missing data on outcome. Avoid data recency bias. Make plans that have a backout strategy. Time box a date by which you need to arrive at a decision. Listen to your gut. Allow disagreement but expect full commitment by all accountable parties after the decision. How much time you devote to planning should be dependent on the amount of risk you can assume. The higher the risk, the more you need to plan. 7 questions when assessing risk. How long to failover? Is there a backout plan? Have similar changes been done before, and was it successful? Does the client approve of the changes? How critical is it that changes are made? What is changing? Technology, process, or management? What is the worst case if this goes south? Hash of clients / configurable items impacted, are the clients external or internal or both? 2. Let strategic plans degenerate into actions. Find activities per milestone goal, this will constitute your project plan. Iterate as many times as you can end-to-end to foster a learning and conditioning process. Learning takes time, plan, act, and review make learning. Plan then act, then reshape your plan, then act again. 3. What you inspect determines what you can expect. Inspection is clear communication on a relevant plan, accountability, measuring, and moving forward inch by inch. It is important to see the cross impacts and communicate as you make changes. Each iteration can do each task faster and better than before when there is a review of the following: purpose, objectives, milestones, action, plan, and collaboration. 4. Respond to change. Be prepared for change and adapt to it. Do not avoid change so you can stick to the plan. Prove the math and have a backup plan. The biggest complaint about professionals is they are too slow. Practice to prevent this and have a plan when things go wrong. 5. Measure progress. Measuring and monitoring results every day, a detailed marketing plan with specific growth expectations, setting appropriate goals. Put growth thinking in every area of the business. There is not one objective but many objectives. In business, we measure 8 key areas. Marketing. Innovation. Physical resources. Financial resources. HR. Productivity. Profitability. Social. Project management terminology. Natural planning method, why? Then drive that project over core values. Next is a clear vision of the outcome. Taste what success tastes like, what? Brainstorming the many options, then components or milestones, sequence, and priority to get done. Unnatural planning is usually starting with crises until a consultant comes in and says, why are we doing this? And then it starts at the top with natural planning methods. The process, if this were farming, it would be to prep the soil, choose the right seeds, plant and be faithful in watering, weeding, and cultivation, let God and nature do the rest. So too, we must plan, invest with excellence, show consistency, pay attention, have empathy and appreciation. A strategic action plan is how to get from a C+ to a B+. This is the action after the post-implementation review is complete. It is the steps to improvement. 5 steps of the achievement action plan. What specifically to accomplish and the deadline? What does it mean to me? 3 to 5 major components of accomplishment? Exact steps and deadlines for each of the steps for each component? Weekly time investment? Achieve? The critical path chart lays out the strategic map, determines the dependencies, and estimates the segment's force. It is precise planning incredibly early in a project. Pareto tasks, not all tasks have the same impact on the outcome. Ideally, you want to do the least tasks you need to accomplish to achieve the objective. The objective setting is to put that check on your mirror and ensure you can cash it. Are you doing the things you need to do to cash it? 7x7 program for making plan for a goal. Dreams are just dreams, goals are dreams with a plan and a deadline. Write them down to give them the substance you need to force them to carry them out. Pick the first 7 things to get it done, then 7 actions on those 7 things. Priority setting, take stock of the inventory of work, so you do not get overbooked, then schedule stuff for later, do not let ad hoc work pop up and take over planned work. Make lists, allocate time per task, never book more than 6 tasks or 6 hours, create a daily plan, buffer against ad hoc tasks, reactive versus proactive, i.e., planned versus unplanned tasks, buffer against unplanned. Never wing a telephone call, summarize a plan for any call. Listen a lot but ensure that leaving meetings that everyone has clear action plans. You must plan on how to engage the community. Theory of constraints runs a system called drum, buffer, rope, DBR. The drum is the constraint of the system, buffer plans for the main constraint set and rope to communicate how to open the gate for the constraint. Project management frameworks. Say, capability maturity model, CMM. PMI work breakdown structure, WBS. Lean. MAIC, Six Sigma. The theory of constraints. Agile. Stephen Chu Kwan.